What is up, everybody? This is the forever immortal Alpha Dog, AJ Laster, and welcome to another episode of the Real Talk podcast. I would like to thank my sponsor, Anchor, for, like I always say, for sponsoring this episode and every other episode I've done. If you have a hard time creating a podcast and you don't have the equipment for it, Anchor is the easiest way to get it done. All you need is a phone, download the app, or if you got a tablet, download the app, and have a pair of headphones ready for you. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Now, you may have just heard me say the Real Talk podcast. Well, that's because this show has gone through a little bit of a drastic change. For the past several weeks, I've been contemplating on changing the name. Because with the Anything Goes shit, I've gotten dark. Really, really dark. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. But to be honest with you, I think I do need to liven up a little bit. And of course, I will talk about dark stuff. Stuff that haunts people. Stuff that haunted me at one point. But I'll save that for another time. But for tonight, it's a little bit different. Like I said, the Anything Goes name was going a little stale, so I figured, why not I just give it a different name? I actually tried going through a freaking podcast name generator. The show almost ended up being called the Laster Perspective Podcast, but I figured, why the hell would I want to put my last name in the title of the show? Doesn't make sense. So I saw this thing on there that said Real Time with AJ Laster. But I figured instead of Real Time, why don't I just call it Real Talk? Because that's what pretty much I do. I talk about real shit. And I also talk about random shit too. And of course, lo and behold, here we are. The Real Talk podcast is the rebranding of the Anything Goes podcast. It's pretty much the same shit, just a different title. Where we actually do get real. Now, like I said, I've been through dark times. After I lost my job, I actually ended up drowning my feelings and alcohol. I neglected my wife. I neglected my kids. Didn't really give two flying rats asses about them. Hell, I do praise my kids. I love my kids. I love my wife. And of course, I also want to bring something up. In one of the last episodes, I said that the dude actually turned around and swung on her. It was not true. He accidentally hit her when he was rearing back to hit the other guy. So it was an accident, and I retract the statement I made. And of course, I've quit drinking alcohol. I'm a lot happier now. So, yeah. I was supposed to have a guest for this episode tonight, but unfortunately, his ride broke down. It's messed up. He's having some car trouble, and he will not be able to make it tonight. For tonight's episode, what is actually going to be another random shit talk episode. And I am going to make this motherfucker a fucking anthology, which means along down the road, there will be more random shit Real Talk episodes. Because just like the old title of the show says, anything goes. And what better way to talk about random shit than to my fellow listeners? And to the ones who still listen to me, thank you. I thank you for sticking with me through the thick and thin. Now, tonight's episode is random shit. But before I get into that, I would actually like to bring up something. Every single episode I've done has actually been just me talking to myself. I mean, hell, who the hell wants to talk to somebody who talks to himself every single time he does an episode? Nobody wants to do that. No. Nobody wants to listen to some jackass sitting in a lonely room, which is my wife's office that she is letting me use as a studio for this show. And every time I do an episode, I'm talking to myself. So with that being said, I want to know who my listeners would actually like to be a future guest on this show. You could message me on the podcast's Facebook page. Right now it's still under Anything Goes, but it's actually this show's podcast page. Message me through there and let me know what you want me, who do you want my very first guest to be. Or you can message me on Instagram. Instagram does have a messenger where you can actually message people. Message me on there. I am under the username ForeverImmortal30. And you can also find me on Twitter at RogueOutlaw30. Yeah, you can retweet me. You can send me a message and tell me who you want my first guest to be. And hopefully I could actually be able to talk to them on my show. I'm leaving it up to you, my listeners. Now, with that being said, I actually want to talk random shit. And like I said, anything goes for this show. Well, one thing I actually noticed is that people like hearing me ramble. Well, I haven't heard anybody tell me that because, like I said, nobody talks to me about it. But I've noticed that I begin to ramble certain times, and hell, it's just how I do with the show. But I digress. And let's get started with this shit. I don't like getting into political stuff, but I actually read online that freaking Kanye West was actually going to put his name on a ballot to become to run for president. Really, dude? Really? You want to run for president? Nobody's going to vote for you, dude. Hell, to be honest with you got a better chance getting Kim Kardashian pregnant again with twins than you do of becoming president. Hell, The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who recently found out that he and his whole family have COVID-19, which I'll get into that later, he's got a better chance at becoming the president of the United States. Hell, he and Kevin Hart, with Kevin Hart as a fucking running mate, have a better chance of becoming president than you. I mean, for God's sakes, this is coming from the same guy who actually said rock is dead and that rappers are the new rock stars. One thing I will agree with him on is that rap music's actually on the rise. But then again, mumble rap is out there too, which mumble rap means they're rapping, but you can't understand a damn word they're saying. Which, dudes, get a fucking dictionary. Be like Eminem and try to learn to fucking rap. you guys try to go out there and try to challenge his ass, he'll put your dick in the dirt like he did to MGK. Which, by the way, Kanye, I'm surprised nobody's tried to put his dick in the dirt yet, but then again, he put his dick in the soil of the Kardashian family. He's only famous because he wants to be famous. He wants to keep himself in the limelight. Hell, why the hell do you think fucking South Park keeps making fun of his ass? Calling him a gay fish and he's married to a fucking hobbit. But then again, Kim Kardashian ain't no fucking hobbit, I'll tell you that much. And, hell, like I said, Kanye West does not deserve to be in the fucking White House. Hell, well, of course, there's already a former president who got himself in trouble with sleeping with a whore. And, of course, our current president's married to a fucking former stripper. Hell. And yet, look at these two motherfuckers. They're fucking successful as presidents. I'm not going to badmouth Donald Trump any more than I could, because I could actually badmouth his ass all day, even though he's actually helping out the world. But then again, it's my show. I can say whatever I want. It's my platform. But Kanye West has always been a thorn in my fucking side. Because everything he says just fucking annoys me. He and Kim Kardashian got married. And of course they're trying to... wannabe celebrities want to take over the fucking world. You're not. Kim Jong-un has a better chance of taking over the United States than you motherfuckers do taking over the fucking world. And of course, I will retract that statement there, because I hate Kim Jong-un as much as I hate Kanye West, as much as I hate Donald Trump too. But Donald Trump, I'm not going to give him any more hate, because he's actually fucking trying. Of course, something else I read about was this jackass running through the in New York City, trying to run through a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters. No, actually not try, he actually succeeded. He broke through their barrier using his fucking car and ran him over. Dude. But I brought this up in one of my last episodes. Why? What's the point of running these motherfuckers down when you know damn well you're becoming part of the fucking problem? You're becoming part of the problem. And, you want the protests to end, and yet now they're going to protest regular people brutality. Most likely, they're going to protest people running over them for protesting, peaceful protesting. Well, for the Black Lives Matter protesters, which you already know, I've said a lot about them. The best thing to do is not block fucking traffic. Hell, I've seen videos of truckers threatening to run motherfuckers over if they didn't get out of the fucking road. Hell, I even seen videos of a shitload of protesters getting on the fucking interstate, harassing drivers and making them switch, try to switch lanes or run their asses over. If your stupid ass is going to get in the middle of the fucking highway and try to ruin people's shit, try to ruin their cars, don't be surprised that the motherfucker gets out of his car to beat the ever-living fuck out of you. You call for brutality? Hell, I even saw this video of an old man, an elder man, trying to go get gas, and these Black Lives Matter protesters were actually blocking his way from getting gas. And after he broke through their damn chain, they still harassed him. Doing the whole say his name, because of that little boy who was unfortunately shot execution style several weeks back. Now, I'll be honest with you, that kid did not deserve to die, but for the love of God, will you fucking idiots just let him rest in peace? Let these poor innocent people who were killed rest in peace. They don't need you to be their fucking voice. Hell, yeah, like I said back when I talked about the George Floyd killing. I mean, for the love of fucking God, let the motherfucker rest in peace. Let them rest in peace. Let that little angel, let that little boy rest in peace. Let these African-American men and women who died at the hands of police brutality rest in peace. Your peaceful protests are turning into vandalism, and they're turning into, well, I really don't know how to fucking say it. But of course, it actually hits close to home, because I saw in Memphis that these protesters are actually broke into Graceland, Elvis Presley's home, and vandalized it with Black Lives Matter graffiti. Also, defund MPD, the Memphis Police Department. You really going to deface historical property for your movement? Like I said in the last time I talked about this shit, you motherfuckers need to get lives. Or go back to your lives. Hell, sooner or later, you're going to get your just desserts. And of course, one thing that's a big pet peeve of mine I don't like talking about is the fucking masks. Sure, over the past several months, I've gotten over the fact that we have to wear masks inside places and we can't take them off or else we'll be kicked out. I still have a big grievance with it, but I got over it. There's actually people out there who actually are not over this shit. People want to bitch about the fact that we got to wear masks inside, that it's taking away our American freedom. It's taking away our right to choose. No, it's not. My mother-in-law and my father-in-law and my brother-in-law and my sister at one point all contracted COVID-19, and that's when I realized this shit was real. And of course, you motherfuckers want to bitch about it? Bitch about it. But you still have to wear a fucking mask inside places unless you're going to eat. If you don't want to go inside and eat a restaurant, go through fucking drive-thru. I'm pretty sure you can get away without wearing a freaking mask outside. Me, like I said, I am one of the biggest non-supporters of this fucking masks, but we have no choice. It's either wear the mask or don't go inside. Don't go inside places. Now to get off this hard shit, and actually talk about something else. Hell. I actually love, as most people know, I'm actually a big fan of, I'm a big wrestling fan. I've been a wrestling fan since I was a kid. And everybody knows my favorite wrestler was The Undertaker. And he recently retired. Hell. Well, right now, I can't watch the WWE Network because, you know, bills and life. but I still get to watch the shit through their YouTube stuff. And I actually get to relive my childhood. People would love to relive their childhood. Most people can't. Of course, I'm also a big mixed martial arts fan, and you already know who one of the biggest transitions from MMA, wrestling to MMA, back to wrestling, back to MMA, back and forth, is, and that's the Beast, Brock Lesnar. I recently found out that his contract expired. Good riddance. Hell, nobody wanted Brock Lesnar in the WWE except for Vince McMahon. And he wasn't a big draw for the business anymore ever since this pandemic started. And now his contract expired and he's going somewhere else. Some are saying that he's going to go back to MMA, that he's going to go to another wrestling promotion. Well, in my honest opinion, I think he should retire. Because he would rather sit at home and make money, which in my honest opinion, I would actually love to do that myself, which is what I'm actually doing right now. Sitting at home making money until I finally take my ass back to work. Which, I do have a job interview in the morning, if any of my listeners would actually like to know that. So, to me... to be honest with you, sitting at home and doing nothing will actually bore the hell out of people. Hell, it bores the hell out of me. Hell, I end up talking to myself. Hell, I wrestle with my fucking kids. And my kids love it until they start hitting me back. Hell, the other night, my son actually grabbed a freaking wooden spoon and started whooping my ass with it. Which I allow him to do it because, you know, I'm not big on child abuse. I don't hit my kids. The only time I lay my hands on my kids is to hug them and to give them loves and to wrestle with them. But the one time I actually have to lay my hands on my kids is when I have to discipline them. Now, Leon, my youngest, I don't have to discipline him as much, but he's one. He's just now starting to walk, and he's starting to get into shit. When he gets into shit that he's not supposed to get into, I pop his hand. And it breaks my heart every time I hear him cry. It really does. I don't like hearing that little boy cry. Just like I don't like hearing my little girl cry either. Now, speaking of my little princess. My little princess, who's asleep right now, who turned 4 back in July. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. God, he's got a 4-year-old? Shit. He's 30 years old and he's got a 4-year-old. But anyway. Someday she could be an angel. Sometimes she could actually be the devil in disguise. She waits. She will actually wait until one of us are asleep. That either me or her mom is asleep. With her younger brother, sneak out of our room and steal food after she had just finished eating. And if one of us wakes up and hears it, we'll see the mess she made. Whether it's cereal on the floor, she's got into crackers, she's got into pudding, she's got into freaking chocolate. Which in most parents' eyes, if a child gets in the chocolate, run, because that child's going to be faster and hyper than the freaking Flash. Which I learned that firsthand. Anyway, when my daughter gets into stuff, I do discipline my daughter. She's old enough to the point where she can get spankings. Now, I used to go out of control with it and whoop her ass hard. But now I've actually found a good approach to discipline her. If she gets into something she's not supposed to get into, I spank her butt 4 times. With her being 4, I give her 4 spats. Sure, she cries. But here's the kicker. Hell, she I whoop her ass and she just goes back to freaking doing what she was doing earlier that got her in trouble in the first place. It's like, for God's sakes, my kid's a freaking Terminator. My kid is unstoppable. And of course, she's also the only grandchild, the first grandchild of my wife's side of the family, and the second grandchild on my side of the family, with my niece being the first. Oh, well, on my dad's side of the family, anyways. And that means the logical explanation is my daughter is a spoiled little monkey. And when she becomes a spoiled little monkey, that means she gets everything she wants. And that means trouble for us. Oh my God. If we don't let her have something, her papa will tell us to, oh, y'all leave her alone. She's at papa. She could do whatever she wants. She could do whatever. She's been doing whatever she wants ever since she was born. And that's the same way it's going to be with Leon. Now, you already know for a fact that grandparents are supposed to spoil the grandkids. I already knew for a fact that that was actually going to happen when I had my first child. And unfortunately, I had her, my daughter, with my wife now, girlfriend then, Ashlyn. And oh my God, we could not discipline her. We could not tell her no. Because if we told her no, she threw a fit. Talk about a spoiled brat. Now, what I'm getting at with this is that there's a debate whether or not spanking your child is wrong. My parents spanked me when I got out of line, and look at me now. Ashlyn's parents, my wife's parents, disciplined her. And look at her now. Everybody's parents disciplined their kids. Hell, my grandparents obviously disciplined my freaking dad and all my aunts and my uncles, and look how they turned out. Hell, one of my family members is rich. But most people are saying, no, if you spank your child, it's a form of child abuse. No, it's not. Well, now in today's times, they would consider it child abuse. Most parents want to give in to their kids. And they wonder why kids don't respect anybody. Why kids don't respect their elders. Want to get in their faces and tell them to shut up, or get in their faces, hit them, or anything like that. If it was me, if I was a teenager today, and I got in my mom's face, oh, you best bet my mom would have slapped me three ways from Sunday. She would have slapped me into the fucking future. She would slap me into my past life. That's how bad it would have gotten. Ash's parents probably would have done the same damn thing. They probably did do the same damn thing. Slapped her into a past life. But, like I said in the Welcome to the Future episode of this show, today's teenagers don't have any respect for their elders. They just want what's theirs, what they believe is theirs. Hell, there's some people who think today's music is the best music. I think that rock music and certain pop music are actually pretty damn good. And certain rap music are pretty damn good, too. Hell, I actually listen to one of today's rap artists. Hell, I listen to Post Malone. Hell, I listen to Big Sean. I just don't listen to Tekashi 6ix9ine because I think he's a fucking poser and he's a fucking snitch. And yet, he's allowed to come back into the rap game after becoming a fucking snitch. Now, if I was actually raised out in the streets with all the my African American brothers out there, and a snitch actually tried to come back into the game, I would not even allow him back. I would tell him, no snitches allowed. We don't allow snitches around here. And he would be gone until he found another fucking crew to actually hype him up and actually get him back in the fucking rap game. Hell, he's what Toucan Sam would look like if he actually became a fucking human. Oh my god. And all, of course, those colored grills that he wears. What the hell, man? Did you bejewel some fucking Fruity Pebbles and just fucking put them on your fucking teeth? Jesus fucking Christ. You look like you took some fucking food coloring and dyed your fucking teeth. But of course, it's not just today's music that kids are that are actually making kids rebel. But of course, some of today's TV shows are actually making kids believe that they can actually disrespect their parents and get away with shit. Hell, I can't even stand half of today's fucking cartoons. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. What I believe is that today's cartoons are actually dumbing down today's kids. Hell, fucking SpongeBob SquarePants is actually starting to dumb kids down. Because, hell, SpongeBob came out in 1999. Hell, I was almost 10 years old when that fucking show came out. I was just a fucking kid. Yeah, I was actually around when I was actually 10 years old when that fucking show came out. And look at it now. Jesus effing Christ. Help. Hell, I bet you if they actually put shit on a stick, it'd probably make a better fucking cartoon than half the shit that's on TV today. Hell, you could probably put a talking pickle, like from Rick and Morty, and team it with a fucking, I don't know, say a fucking apple. Or better, stick with a fucking horse. And they can make fart jokes and say cuss words, and they'll probably be a better fucking cartoon than that. Pretty much what I'm saying is, people think that they know what kids want, but today, pretty much what kids want today is to understand. Most kids want to actually be better. Most kids just want to be like their favorite celebrities, just like I said in another podcast, and actually dumb themselves down, thinking that if they become whores, they can become celebrities. Or if they become man whores, they can become celebrities. I mean, hell, I recently saw a picture of MGK after what happened to him and Eminem, and he's starting to look like a fucking chick. He's starting to look like a fucking lesbo. Oh my fucking God, he's wearing a pearl necklace with a fucking nose ring in it. And he's wearing, the top actually looks like he's actually wearing a fucking dress. Like one of those fucking solo dresses with sleeveless shirts. I can't pronounce what kind of dresses they are, but it's like a turtleneck dress. And he's holding a pink jacket like this. He's like, people keep thinking, oh my God, what the fuck did Eminem do to MGK? I'll tell you what he did. He turned him into a fucking woman. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. But anyway, what I want to say about today's society, if you don't respect if your kids don't respect you, they'll never respect a single person ever again. And that's my honest opinion. They don't respect you, they don't respect your elders, but they'll respect a celebrity because their opinion is different from yours, then there's obviously something wrong with your kids. I'm not saying, like, mentally handicapped, something wrong with your kids, but I'm just saying today's kids don't have as much respect for adults and today's society than they did back then. I mean, for fuck's sakes, kids in the fucking 90s are actually in their early to mid 20s now. Hell, some of them are in their fucking 30s now. Me, I was actually born in 1989, but I grew up in the 90s, so technically I am a 90s kid. Hell, I was just a kid when I found out Bill Clinton boinked Monica Lewinsky. Hell, I was just a kid when I found out about Where's the Beef. I was just a kid when Tupac died. I was a kid when Biggie died. Hell, I was just a kid when Latin superstar Selena died. I was just a kid when Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain died. Hell, I was just a kid when the fucking Simpsons, yes, the Simpsons, which is one of the longest running animated TV shows, was actually just catching their stride. Every season they had, I actually sat down and watched in my bedroom, even the fucking Halloween episodes. And look at me now. I'm 30 years old. I have my own house. I'm married. I got two kids. I have internet. And my kid can actually watch the fucking Simpsons without being traumatized by it. Hell, believe it or not, my daughter actually thinks Apu is actually one of the funniest fucking characters on that damn show. And she really doesn't give two flying rats asses that he's voiced by a white guy. Yeah. Yeah, that. Which is why I brought up in one of my previous episodes, if we could only see the world through a kid's eyes, the world would be a better place. And I actually see the world through a kid's eyes, and I actually do believe that one day this world will be a better place. But today's kids will not understand that because they have no respect. You want to see something wrong? Why don't you take a look at yourselves? I'm just saying. Hell, we have a high chance of surviving this pandemic. And be honest with you, the ones that don't survive, I say rest in peace to you. You lived a good damn life. And we'll see you on the other side. To the ones who do survive, we are the luckiest SOBs in the world because we are survivors. They're saying that this is the worst, a worser pandemic than the fucking Black Plague. I mean, for fuck's sake, the Black Plague actually killed people. Like, killed thousands, like millions of people. And they're comparing this virus with the fucking Black Plague well, to tell you the truth, this virus is more like a fucking upper respiratory shit. And to be honest with you, it's got more in common with the fucking Ebola virus. Or the fucking leprosy shit that you saw in a Simpsons episode where it's actually just oatmeal and green food dye. I mean, shit. Hell, Johnny from Cobra Kai has got a better chance of beating the coronavirus than he did Daniel's son in The Karate Kid. I mean, but in all seriousness, I do believe we could actually beat this shit. And like I said, Kanye West has no fucking chance in the White House. We're going to get through this. I promise you. Real talk. Just like the podcast name says. Real talk. We are actually going to get through this shit. And that's not a promise. That's a fucking spoiler. Yes, I know I just quoted WWE on that, but I really don't give a fuck. That's not a prediction. That's a fucking spoiler. We are going to make it through this. We are going to survive. Hell, we've gone through bigger tragedies than this. Oh, and before I start closing up, there is something I wanted to bring up in the last episode. But, like I said, I wanted to shift it from talking about that to talking about my personal story with alcohol and announce that I was going cold turkey. Something that's been bugging me for the past several... That's been bugging me for the past several weeks. It's about this little girl named Sophie, who I actually watched the video one night, and you could hear in the girl's voice that she was scared because her mom's boyfriend actually touched her in her private area and sexually abused her and her brothers, all while the mom watched. You know, it's bad enough when nobody else believes you, but when your own grandmother doesn't believe you, saying that, then how could you get the lead in the school play, or how could you do gymnastics if any of this shit happened to you? In other words, these people believe she's lying. Hell, even a fucking social worker doesn't even believe this little girl. But someone who does believe in her is her father. A father is the first man in a little girl's life that she will ever love and ever trust. I gotta know, like I said, I'm the father of a little girl, and that little girl in there trusts me. But if our justice system... I mean, hell, I actually saw in the video that if the little girl didn't go with her mother and the stepfather, the man known as her father would have gotten arrested. And like I said, I could actually hear in the little girl's voice when she was crying, especially when she said that Mr. Jake, who is the name of the mom's boyfriend, touched her VV and start touching it and scratching it. And she says she woke up the next morning with blood in her underwear. Now, if it was me, I would have beaten the ever... If I was that girl's father, I would have beaten the ever-living fuck out of him. That is a sexual predator. You're both, to Sophie's parent, mom and boyfriend, you are pedophiles. You're sexual abusers, and you don't deserve your kids, which is why I say I'm glad that I actually read a report that both Sophie and her brothers are in a safe place. They're no longer with them. I do believe sexual abusers and pedophiles should be not castrated. They should be chemically castrated to the point where they have no sexual feelings whatsoever. And be honest with you, I hope something happens. I hope karma reaches those two. Because karma's a bitch to anybody who abuses children, sexually or not. And if you're a pedophile, your days are coming to an end too. With that being said, my final thought about this episode, I wish I had a guest to talk about this shit, but I didn't. Hopefully I'll have a guest for the next Random Shit Talk episode. And this is the beginning of a new era for my podcast. Of course, like I said, it's only several months old. And I hope to actually hear from you. Follow me on Twitter, RogueOutlaw30. Follow me on Instagram, ForeverImmortal30. Follow, click, and like the Anything Goes podcast Facebook page, which will soon be renamed the Real Talk podcast. Sooner or left. And like I said, message me with your ideas, your suggestions, anything. And as I always say, be good people, stay out of trouble, we'll get through this. I am the host, the forever immortal AJ Laster. I will see you in the next episode. With that being said, I bid you adieu, and I'll see you in the 10th episode. Good night. Good luck. Stay safe, America. This has been Real Talk with AJ Laster. Good night, everybody.